This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here into the second hour of the program. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, you can jump into our on-air call-in line room. So far tonight, actually, that's where most of our callers have come from. So you can jump in there, too, over at the Discord chat, which is discord.lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts here in a moment. But also on the way, Daryl's going to tell us about the Cloud Act, which is yet another Orwellian, creepy-sounding government nightmare being forced down the throats of the internet world.
But it sounds so pretty.
Clouds.
Against, who could be against
just
clouds?
Just a happy little cloud.
Right. They're all happy, right?
Bob Ross would be cheering. Happy little clouds.
Except for the dark ones with thunder and lightning. And so we'll find out what this one is all about. Which, honestly, I've only seen the headlines. I've only seen that there's something that was something really bad that they hid in the omnibus package or something like that. And so you're going to reveal that for us coming up here. But people are still responding right now to the justice from the Supreme Court who retired in 2010, John Paul Stevens, who wrote a piece for the New York Times just coming right out and saying he wants the U.S. government to abolish the Second Amendment. And your calls, your thoughts, welcome. Let's go to them where we have Mark on the line in Jersey City. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Mark in Jersey City, do we have you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air, Mark. Go ahead, sir.
Are we in front of a lot of people?
You are on the radio in front of I don't know how many thousands, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, gosh, I get really nervous. I was just thinking about getting a gun to protect myself because I've been seeing on the television all these people jumping and rioting and, it's kind of scary. I think if I get
what exactly are you...
Mike, who are you afraid of? You're afraid of the rioters?
Yeah, what are you worried about?
If I had maybe a gun, I wouldn't be as scared to go out. You know, I have to stay inside.
Well, hold on. You're in New Jersey, right?
It's a bad place to own a gun. There's no doubt about
that. Yeah, are you even allowed to do that in New Jersey?
I just think I can get it, right?
It's a lot harder than you probably think it is.
I'm also thinking this might be some kind of really bad prank call.
It's definitely. But it's still cute because, you know, he's pretending as though he's super scared and, you know, needs to get a gun. Here's the thing, though, Mark, is if you...
I'm not joking around here.
Okay.
I need a gun to protect myself.
Well, but
from whom?
Here's the thing, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Here's the thing. If you are scared of... the outside, if you're scared of what's going
on
out there.
If you're an agoraphobe.
And then you get a gun thinking that you're going to be more courageous because you have a gun. You've got to understand, if you don't know how to use a gun, if you have no experience with a gun, then you ought to be more scared if you have a gun because you don't know what the hell you're doing and you're, you know, tooling around with a very dangerous object that if you don't know what you're doing, you know, you don't put the safety on, you don't understand how to keep your finger out of the trigger guard, you don't point a gun at a thing that you don't intend to destroy. There's certain rules. You know, that you should follow.
You don't carry it in your waistband. That's how you wind up shooting your wiener off.
Exactly.
It's the same as if you're operating a heavy piece of equipment and you don't, and you've never done it before.
And you've never done it before.
It's the same thing.
But you know, classes.
But you know who he sounded like? He sounded like a lot of the kids, the really young kids that they've been bringing on the news in the last couple of days.
Oh, I thought he sounded like somebody trying to do a Mort Goldman impression.
He sounded like a hand-wringing liberal kind of.
He sounded like one of the first graders that came out and she was afraid to go from one class to the other. She was afraid to use the bathroom because she was afraid she was going to get shot
on the way
there. And the media is doing a very good job of scaring the actual BS out of these people, and it's a sad thing because I'm sorry, man, you have a much better chance of dying driving down to the supermarket to get milk.
You mean in a car crash?
In a car crash, than you do.
Or being run over while walking down the street.
Or dying from obesity, or dying from heart disease, or dying from smoking.
Or being shot by the police.
Or right? dying. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So, I saw a statistic. There have been, 450 times as many people shot by police in the last decade as there were victims of mass shootings.
And by the way, liberals, whenever they take our guns, who's going to be in charge? It's that guy you've been calling Hitler for the last year and a half?
Trump.
Yeah, I mean, come on now.
He's literally Hitler.
He's literally Hitler. And
please take our gun. Wait, that's what Hitler did.
Pick up a history book. This is when liberals should be coming out in arms wanting to buy up the guns. Because guess what? Your president is Hitler. Come on now.
The very same president was a Democrat in the past, was he not?
To be fair, Hitler killed himself before he reached Trump's age.
Well, I mean, we live longer these days, Daryl.
Let's go to Robert. He's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Compared Trump to Charlie Manson.
Okay. Pick your murderer. Go ahead.
That's not why I called, though. I called because I found this story that came out of the Vermont Digger a few hours ago. There's been a lot of talk on the radio today about the census, the 2020 census. And this story came out of, the Vermont Digger a little while ago. Says Donovan, who's the Attorney General, denounces citizenship question on the census.
Oh, right. So Trump and company are planning for the first time since 1950 to ask the question, are you a U.S. citizen? On the census.
Oh, so it would be a new question. All right. Or a return of
A return of an old question that is not required by the Constitution,
only
not
one
required
question
by law.
Is required by the Constitution, which is how many people live in the household. Mm. And don't forget, you didn't sign the Constitution, so you're not required to answer that question. If you doubt me on that, I refused to answer any of their questions in 2010. Video recorded their approaches to my home. Those videos are up on Freekeen's YouTube channel, and so if you want to see what it's like when you refuse the census, you can see that, and they never even followed up with more than just one more visit.
Anybody ever answered the questions? I've never actually talked to one of these guys.
Oh, when they came and knocked, you ignored them, or you just weren't home, or what?
Exactly.
I've never had a visit from one of them, but...
Where were you in 2010?
I was living in South Carolina, and I filled out the first question, and then, scratched through everything else.
I see.
And they never visited, or if they did visit, it was when I was at work. I never saw them.
They didn't leave a calling card or anything?
No.
Like yeah, of course, I've never gotten jury duty either, so I guess they just don't like me.
So what are you going to do, Robert? You going to answer the question?
It goes in and says, Attorney General Donovan joined several fellow attorney generals and other Democrats on Tuesday in sharply criticizing the Trump administration's plan to include the question about citizenship in the 2020 census.
Yep, California Attorney General has already filed suit against this. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says that he would lead a multi-state lawsuit.
All right, good.
It says a citizenship question would significantly depress participation and result in an undercut of states' populations, the Attorney General added. Donovan's statement stopped short of saying Vermont would be a co-plaintiff with other states suing to block the move by Census Bureau, which is part of the U.S. Department of Commerce.
I got to say, I love it when the states and the government, the federal government, fight with each other because that's fewer resources that they can target the people with. So if they're fighting amongst governments, then I say more power to them. Best of luck, and I hope that they're successful. But I would just remind everybody, and thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. Thanks for bringing that forward. Just remind everybody out there, again, as far as I can tell, and this isn't legal advice, you don't have any obligation to talk to these people, let alone answer their questions.
Right.
They might threaten you. There's usually some sort of threat that goes along with the American Community Survey or the census suggesting that they could do something, but we've never heard of them doing anything to anybody who's ever refused, with the exception of sending another bureaucrat over to try to get the answers out of you, in which case you can just ignore them knocking on your door. You have no obligation to open the door and talk to them. But if you do talk to them, you don't have to answer their questions. So keep that in mind. And again, check out the Freekeen YouTube channel. Just search for census on there, and I'm sure you'll find both of those videos. So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Cloud Act. Daryl's going to share with us what that's all about. Plus, we're going to take your calls as well about what you want here on Free Talk Live.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And our Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go if you want to learn the basics about cryptocurrency. Learn about Bitcoin, the original, the one that started them all, and that's the best place to go. Bitcoin.com, it's easy to remember. They got the basics, but also they got the latest news headlines. If you are not so new to Bitcoin, you want to follow along with what's been happening in the news with the Bitcoin around the world, just go to news.bitcoin.com, and you can do that there. And it's a free site to check out over at news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we can go to your calls and thoughts. We'll start out with Bad Slave. He's in New Hampshire. Hello, Bad Slave. Oh, wait, stand by, actually. We had Bad Slave. I'm going to bring him back. I forgot I had two calls on the same line for the moment there. Bad Slave, now we have you. Go ahead.
Cool. Thank you.
You're on.
Ian and
Paul. Conan and Daryl.
Yes. Daryl. Yes. I'm sorry. Listen, I think he kind of covered the Second Amendment actually. You know, repealing it wouldn't mean anything to the actual state of rights. The state of rights in the Bill of Rights is that we all have them, whether they're listed in the Constitution or not. And Daryl, your point about, you know, people were concerned about actually listing them because then somebody can come along and unlist them and then claim that they never had them, which is, you know, complete bull. I mean, the other thing that
but that's what
coming
they're trying
up,
to do. That's yeah, what he wants to accomplish.
And our right to a horse and buggy is not in the list. And look at all the hoops we have to jump to just to drive from point A to point B, and all the money we have to pay every year to get our bare
feet. He knows a lot about that. He spent 2 years in prison over driving.
To be fair, Conan, the North Korean Constitution recognizes the right to travel and freedom of speech, but they don't really have either.
Yeah, well, the fact is that they've never done anything about the true right to travel, which is on the public way, in the common mode, in people's private capacity. And if you're, you know, our friend Dick Marple, you know, brought that up very clearly in court and in legislation. And
then subsequently lost in court. So you're referring to a state representative here who is very entertaining and very interesting to watch.
And continues to get reelected every year.
And it does get reelected. I mean, he's an interesting character. He puts forward some pretty good-sounding legislation, most of which goes down in flames. But one of them did get kind of moved on through the State House this year, as I recall.
There's the hearing on it tomorrow.
Which
it's
one
the,
was that? Jury nullification bill, yeah. So
the jury and jury nullification is probably not the best term. It's definitely closest to what it is.
It's an improvement, is what he's
deals
proposing.
With the jury instructions that are read to a jury, and it replaces the existing jury nullification law that's not a jury nullification law.
Right, that the Supreme Court here determined was not a jury nullification
law. Right, and if you actually read what it says, it says that the defense can instruct the jury about the application of the law as it pertains to the defendant. Well, if I am seen on video selling 5 pounds of marijuana to somebody, and then I'm charged with driving without a license or jaywalking, obviously I was charged with the completely wrong thing. Here's the facts of this case. Here's what this law says. You determine the application of this law.
Yeah, it was a little nebulous, and this new proposal is going to make it more clear. But anyway, Dick Marple was in a court in Concord, and I was there to record almost every hearing that he had, where he actually argued openly with the judge, refused to take the seat in the courtroom. He was standing behind the bar. So he kind of he utilized a lot of these courtroom conspiracy theory tactics, which I very rarely see anybody actually attempting to do. So, you know, kudos to him for actually being willing to try something new, to try something different and do it on video and get it on the record. But ultimately, even though And I think that one of the reasons why he wasn't arrested immediately for talking back and basically yelling at a judge is because he's old and also a state representative. If you and I had tried that, Conan, we probably would have gone to jail for contempt. But ultimately, he lost the case, was found guilty, and when I asked him if he was going to appeal, he said that, well, he couldn't appeal because that would be consenting to the jurisdiction of the courts. And so he put in some sort of notice to the Secretary of State's office challenging
but
the judge's decision.
But isn't sending a letter to the Secretary of State also acknowledging jurisdiction?
I guess he doesn't think it does, and I don't know what's happened since then. I suspect nothing.
Now, you said this was all tried new, but is this new for Dick or just new for you getting it on tape for the first time?
It's new for me getting it on video. I don't know how many times he's been in front of judges for things like driving while license suspended, which is what I believe he was arrested for in that case. So, I mean, I like the idea of freedom to travel, bad slave. It's just the government courts certainly don't respect it.
Well, this is the whole creep. I mean, the other area that's huge that nobody's talking about is grand juries. Grand juries had way more power. The juries themselves, the prosecutors, the judges, any other person coming in and with testimony had no power. The grand jurors have all the power and they don't use it.
Mm.
And they just give a rubber stamp to whatever the prosecution says.
That's right.
And, you know, I actually had a dialogue with Dennis Hogan, I think is a current county attorney in Hillsborough. And, you know, on Facebook, he was running to get back on because he got, he lost in the previous election.
Okay. And what were you talking with him about?
And I was talking him about the fact that one of the things that you can do with the grand jury is other people. And as a matter of fact, it's actually more for the rest of us to go in and do presentments to the grand jurors.
What did he say to you?
He just denied it. I mean, just like the drivers, just like not the driving, but the right to travel. It's just ignored.
This
it's
is an area that's a couple of activists have some interest in several years ago. We've been doing jury outreach, informing regular appellate jurors of their right to nullify. We've been doing that for years here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, probably a decade now of pretty regular, although I missed it last month due to traveling and I forgot to ask somebody to fill in. But for the most part, pretty regularly doing the jury outreach. But one of the things that Sam Dodson actually wanted to do years ago, this probably would have been 8 years ago now, was come up with some sort of grand jury outreach form, some kind of propaganda that we can hand to the grand jurors as they come in. And Abel, thanks for the call tonight. Unfortunately, nobody really knows enough about the grand jury process to write the propaganda up, to explain it to people, to tell them the truth. We don't really know what the truth is. I mean,
they don't want you to know the truth.
Right, and how do you find that out? If you have charges you want to bring in front of a grand jury, how do you do that? Can the grand jury?
To the prosecutor.
Yeah, and then they're going to be like, take a hike.
Yes.
More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. What do you
mean? Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room, which we're going to go back to here in moments. But I do want to let you know about Zencash. They've got over 7,500 secure nodes in the Zencash system, which means that they are one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency out there. There are a lot of choices in the world of cryptocurrency. Why Zencash? Why should you consider Zencash? Well, not only do they have some of the best technology available out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity, for those of you that are concerned about privacy, you really ought to be looking at Zencash, but they've also got decentralized autonomous organizations that they're working on rolling out to govern the cryptocurrency. And more. You can go and learn more by checking out their white paper. They're a platform not just for crypto, but also for communications. You can send encrypted messages over Zencash and learn more over at Zencash.com. Plus, it was founded by voluntarists, people who understand the ideas of liberty and freedom. And that's important to me, at least. I don't know about you. Check out Zencash.com as we continue here. Your calls and thoughts.
And you mentioned the secure nodes. They just rolled out super nodes as well. I was watching a little bit of an interview with Rob Viglione, one of the founders, and he was talking about the super nodes where it requires a higher stake of Zen be put in.
And then you get some sort of piece of
and
the
then
action.
You wind up getting a larger... Well, the super nodes wind up getting a portion of the mining thing, but the super nodes would get a larger portion because they have more set aside. And, yeah, he was talking about some really, really cool stuff.
Zencash.com. It is pretty cool. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We go to Tennessee, where Abdulaziz is on the line, on the on-air call-in line on Discord. Go ahead, Abdulaziz.
All right, so I actually want to talk about the Second Amendment.
Yes, sir.
So I don't think that the government should be taking our weapons away. I mean, let's face it, if you take the guns away, somebody's going to go grab a truck and just run everybody over.
And they've done
trucks
that.
Away,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or fertilizer.
If you take trucks away, they're going to get machetes or hammers or whatever.
Right, because you can't ban psychopaths. I mean, nut jobs are going to find something to hurt somebody with, for sure.
Right, and generally the psychopaths wind up using government to hurt people because somehow they get reelected.
And a lot of the psychopaths are products of the pharmaceutical company, so they're all morphed up.
All of them have been taking some kind of pharmaceutical prescription, antidepressant
drug,
or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
That destroys their empathy, so that they don't feel that they have a connection with the community, and so they don't, and they want to leave their mark on the community, because guess what? That's all the media talks about. If you are hurt by the community and you want to leave your mark, the best thing to do is go shoot up a theater, go shoot up a school.
So, Abdulaziz, you're there in Tennessee. I mean, what are people on the ground, maybe at coworkers or family members, friends, what are they saying about these proposals?
Well, I don't really talk to them, so I wouldn't know. But, I mean, from my perspective here, I think everybody shares what I think. Guns should not be taken away from the people. It's just a human right to have a gun.
It is. And they take away guns, then they're going to take away even more freedoms as they have been. I mean, this isn't the first
guns,
freedom they've taken
first
away.
First it's guns, and it's more weapons, just like swords or blades.
Absolutely. Especially as people start. Now, you're laughing, Conan, but they've done that over in the U.K., have they not? Don't they have
they've
a night turn
laughing.
In?
They've got knife registration in
the
some
UK.
European countries.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Only chefs are allowed to own knives over certain
They've got
lengths.
To be registered with the government. It's insane.
Well,
it's
crazy. Also, to be fair, in the UK, you also have to register your television.
That's right. You have to pay a tax. Well, no, isn't that only if you... If you do just have the TV, right?
There's some kind of television registration thing.
Whether or not you have the cable, like if you don't have cable.
When you buy the television.
They get you.
Because all the TVs have serial numbers.
Right.
I don't know what the specifics are of it, but.
They actually have, I've heard they've got a creepy van that drives around and detects the signals that, the internal RF signals that the TV sets make, and so they can tell if you actually have a television on in your flat there in the UK.
Yeah, and they also have billboards inside of the buses and the tubes.
Make sure you register.
With a big mustached individual looking over your shoulder.
Do you know someone with an unregistered television? Call us and we'll give you £100.
Yeah.
So thank you for getting the bus.
100 community credits.
Is that a new thing?
It is in China.
What is that?
Their ranking system that they're trying to implement.
Is this that social network?
If you've been a good citizen, bloody da da da.
If you've liked your local community government page, you'll get a like on your personal sheet.
Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, should you wish to join the discussion here. But we talked about the guns thing for the most part in the first hour of the show. We got through that article. So let's change gears and go into the Internet, Daryl, where this Cloud Act has been apparently snuck in. This was some kind of bad news for the Internet, and you're going to tell us just how bad it is.
Yeah, so the Cloud Act, the Clarifying Overseas Use of Data Act... gives law enforcement, not just U.S. law enforcement, but also foreign law enforcement, access to contents of a wire or electronic communication and any record or other information. If those contents are stored in servers overseas, regardless of the privacy laws of the country where the server is stored, In addition, the Cloud Act allows the President of the United States to enter into agreements with other countries to share private electronic communications and data of individuals regardless of the privacy laws of each country.
Wow. So basically, my understanding of this here, remember the Edward Snowden information that came out in the summer of 2013 was about how there was a lot of information sharing between the NSA and the GHCQ, I believe it was, in the UK, and some of the other spying agencies.
The Five Eyes.
Right, France and some of the biggies. They were sharing information, and that was supposed to be against the rules. This would legalize that, is what you're saying.
This does legalize this.
They passed it. And he's
it was hidden in that omnibus bill.
Right. So some people had opposed it when it was its own thing, the Cloud Act, and they'd shut it down. But then they put it in the budget bill, and, well, you can't not fund the military. That's why Trump said he signed this thing, right? He was against it, but then the military, and he had to support them, so therefore $1.3 trillion in spending.
Thanks, Trump. Yeah. The sponsors, Senators Orrin Hatch, Sheldon Whitehouse, Chris Coons, and Lindsey Graham, said it allows the laws to catch up with technology. Hatch issued a statement last month saying the Cloud Act bridges the divide that sometimes exists between law enforcement and the tech sector by giving law enforcement the tools it needs to access data throughout the world, while at the same time creating a common sense framework to encourage international cooperation to resolve conflicts of law.
So common sense framework, conflicts of law, meaning we don't care what the law says, as it said, regardless of the laws on privacy in each country, they can agree. So if it's illegal to do a certain kind of spying, if it's illegal in France to do a certain kind of spying by the French government on the French people, the French government can now make an agreement with the American government to have the NSA do the spying for them. So if the NSA is doing the spying, then even if it's breaking the French law, well, that doesn't matter because the NSA isn't located in France, and so then they can just give the French government all the information that they get. Is that my understanding?
That sounds about right.
Okay.
Does it have to be a government agency? Can it be a third-party private agency?
Good question.
That they hire up?
Probably, but I don't know.
Could it be Facebook?
Yeah, and then you said, actually, you told us off the air, Conan, you downloaded your Facebook profile. Apparently, there's some way that you can actually go and just download the whole bulk of the data.
It's very easy.
Settings.
You just go to your settings,
download.
And it's right there. I think it's right below your I Quit Facebook.
And you said that they had every single chat all the way back to the very first chat you ever
2009,
had
2009. Every single chat from, and it's very easy. It's much easier to scroll through it, by the way, if you want to go down that memory lane. But as far as, like, the advertisers who have my information, not a whole lot on my end.
Yeah.
I have heard that some people, it's just pages and pages of their information is just everywhere.
Wow.
But I've been very careful over the years.
You got more to share on the Cloud Act.
Oh, there's more.
More coming up with your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Plus, Daryl's got more to share on this Cloud Act, this Orwellian, spooky, sounding scary, internet freedom destroying bill that
they had to hide.
Yeah, they snuck in on the however many thousands. I know I saw a picture of Rand Paul holding this humongous stack of papers.
Like 2,300 pages.
Yeah, it was like thicker
like
than his head, basically. And
he's got a big old head.
And it was one of those things where they gave it to him like that night and said, here you go, this is what you're going to be voting on in an hour or 2 hours or something like that.
Right. The thing wasn't even presented to anybody until less than 24 hours before the scheduled vote.
Yeah, and which is not uncommon for these things in D.C., so it's the way it goes. And so in that stack of papers was this Cloud Act, which you're going to tell us a little bit more about here. But I also do want to let you know that you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. If you like what we do and you want to hear us on more radio stations, because we're up to almost 180, not quite, we're getting close there, 180 stations. If you want us to hit 200, 300, it's possible to do that. It just takes marketing. It takes the ability to reach out to radio stations, to contact them, to introduce the program directors there to Free Talk Live and get them to sample the show and hopefully like what we do and then eventually add us. It's a long process to get a radio station to come on board, and we can use your help. If you want to help us out, it's $5 a month. You can use your credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin Core to get signed up for the AMP program. And you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the usual commercials our regular podcast does. You've also got the AMP-only Facebook group. There's special AMP-only chat rooms on our new Discord chat, and there's a few other perks there as well. Go get all the details, and please get signed up. Don't expect somebody else to do it for you. If you really like like what we do, and it's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee every month, you know, the price of a cheeseburger or whatever.
An energy drink.
Yeah, basically, you know, $5 a month. You can go and help us out at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're going back to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Cordell Johnson on the line in New York, watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Hello, Cordell.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I think it's interesting that you guys are so surprised by this bill, because all this stuff's been going on the down low all along. It's just in paper now. You know what I mean?
You're talking about the internet restrictions?
Yep, yep.
I'm not surprised it passed.
Well, no, it's not a surprise. We're just letting people know that it happened, right? Like, this isn't an unusual tactic for the government to find that people are against. Oh, what? People are protesting this cloud thing? All right, we're done with the cloud. We're going to put it away, folks. And then it gets snuck in. I mean, this, that's nothing new.
Yeah,
people
like
need
the,
to know when it happens.
The Real ID wound up getting added into, like, a port security bill. And all kinds of other horrible things wind up going in bills that they know are going to pass. Because who would vote against that, puppies?
Right.
I think that Ian is a beast and that Mark is a bitch.
All right. Thanks for the call. He's the guy who called
Mark's not even
Mark.
Here tonight.
Right. Yeah, Mark's not sitting in the studio.
Is that a sub-dom thing?
A beast and a bitch?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the first time. I mean, besides his call the other night, it was the first time I've heard those two terms related.
I'll Google it.
To one another. He was referencing Tuesday night's show where Mark and I were duking it out at Johnson's behest because Mark is basically wanting to, you know, leave the United States and move to an island. And his recommendations to people are get rich and move to an island rather than try to actually attain freedom.
Now, if it was some kind of sub-dom thing, we all know that EM would be the catcher in that situation.
What is the evidence for that?
You're smaller than Mark. He could overpower you.
Well, that's rape. That's different than...
Well, unless you were into it, and it wouldn't be, so if you were...
Right, which I'm definitely not into that. And I'm not into Mark either. It's not gay. Toll-free number here is 855.
Except for video games.
Well, then, you know, when you're...
Are you role-playing?
When you're a young lad, then, you know, things can be a little different. You're trying to figure out life and all of that. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free
Mark
number
here. Mark does have video games.
Yeah, but none that I want that bad. I can buy my own video games these days. Let's go to, is it Roy, I think, is in Miami on the Discord on-air call-in line room. Hello, Roy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Roy. I just, you know, a lot of times people say you got to protect the Second Amendment, but I know you guys obviously aren't for people getting killed with guns. So I just wanted to know what, like, restrictions or what actions would you take to make, you know, people more protected?
That's a good question. Do you guys want to handle it? One of you guys want to field that one?
More protected from psychos, I would say more guns. I would say the reason...
Meaning more people owning and carrying?
Correct. Them? They go to gun-free zones where they know that they're going to be able to get 10, 15, 20 people before they have to end up taking themselves out when the Leo shows up.
Right.
Yeah. If there was a chance that some teacher was armed or there was a security officer involved, they might be less likely to go and shoot these places up because they want to get as many as they can. But yeah, more guns is going to be is a possible solution. Yes.
What do you think, Daryl? Is that a good
I'm reminded of the African proverb that has been posted on social media a lot recently, where it says, if the youth are not initiated into the village, they will burn it down to feel warmth. So the whole statement of, and I don't necessarily disagree that, you know, people should defend themselves, but it seems to be bypassing the actual problem. The problem isn't some guy went to a school and shot people. There was a deeper problem that caused him to do that.
Okay.
We need to try figuring out ways, you know, to where people aren't going to want to do that.
I get what you're saying. You're saying
I agree. More guns is a bit of a band-aid.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying if we had more guns, it'd be less likely these things would happen sooner.
But you would still have your psychos, and Daryl's saying that is the correct procedure, is to figure out why we have crazy people.
Well, you're always going to have crazy people, but could you have fewer of them that aren't, you know, on all these psychotropic drugs that could be making more people more crazy than they already otherwise
would have been. Or who are being picked on and bullied at school, at these big government schools.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So there's some answers for you, Roy. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight? Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE like freedom. So if you end the government school system, which of course forces people, because if you don't go, they'll send cops to your home and your parents might get arrested.
And if you're having a problem with some individuals at the school, tough luck, son.
You've got to go back every single day. Right.
And it's basically set up like boot camp. There is a hierarchy system.
And you've been in the military.
I've been in the military. Like. You're going to have your individuals who are the who are going to turn out as leaders because they're either the sportsmen or they're the academics, and they're always going to be at the top of the echelon. I mean, there is a definite a system that can be very unfriendly.
If you are
not able to progress through the system, you're going to be at the bottom of the ranks, and you're going to find yourself one of these clowns. And I'm sorry, maybe they're not, you know, one of these individuals who has felt beat on his entire life, and then next thing you know, you're on some kind of drug because you got psychological conditions, and the psychiatrist is like, hey, got to pump this guy full of drugs just to make him feel better. Because, hey, you know what? All you have to do is just Google. Get on your Google. Go to
Google.
Open up a new account.
Alexa, new tab.
Stop. Leave people alone.
And type in school makes me. School makes
me. That sounds
creepy. And look at the search results.
Hold on. Ian's confused here. So you know how when you start doing a search,
yeah, it'll fill in.
Google will auto fill in.
Oh, school makes me angry. School makes me.
So just start typing those words and then see what the autofill.
Right.
None of the results are positive.
No, right.
None of them are positive.
It's not elated or happy or ebullient or anything like that.
And I'm going to tell you, in my youth, I. The only reason I did well in school is because I'm very competitive.
Okay.
And I learned how to memorize,
by the
way.
You're an apple polisher.
Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
You polish the apples to give to the teacher.
It's a goody two-shoes.
I was in a whole other realm when you said apple polisher.
Yeah. All right.
He was still thinking about getting video games.
Yeah.
Hot
for teaching.
In addition to just government school existing, there's also compulsory education laws. Where it's not necessarily that you have to send little Timmy to the government school. You must send him to a school.
Government approved.
Not even necessarily. You could send him to an unaccredited private school. You just have to say he's enrolled in this school. Get rid of the compulsory education laws as well as the government schools.
By the way, another good reason to move to Hampshire, because they are very lenient on the homeschoolers and the no schoolers, by the way.
Unschoolers.
No special laws or no special tests you have to take.
All right, we're educating Timmy.
You got more to say on the Cloud Act on the way coming up here, hour number three. If you want to join us, you can. 855-453 like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.